Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated, as always, to helping you record, engage, and convert with your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. So today, I'm really pumped, as per usual. You guys know how excited I can get. We've got a guest coming back on the show. He's been on before to talk to us about how to launch really successfully because they did an incredible launch over with their show. And now we're going to be talking about how to solve a painful problem with your show. So this is something they focus on a little over there at their brand a lot. And this is going to be a guy who is just really crushing it in podcasting right now. So definitely check him out. His name's Andy Drish, and he runs the Starting From Nothing podcast. So I would recommend you go check that out over at thefoundation.com or thefoundation.io. And you'll see there, you know, there's a podcast tab. You can check it out. So we're going to be talking about how to solve a painful problem, and in doing so, get a lot of really good engagement from your audience. So you may be thinking, well, what the heck does solving a painful problem mean? Well, listen in. You'll see exactly what we're talking about and why it's so important, as well as, you know, just how they're doing such a good job of that and how you can too. So before we do that, though, we have our audience podcast feature. And this week, I wanted to feature Game Changer Talks. This is a brand new show by Jimmy Harding. He's actually one of our clients here at Authority Engine, and he's doing an incredible job. This podcast is all about him doing interviews with big, big names in the entrepreneur space, and, you know, particularly game changers. He talks to them about various topics with entrepreneurship, but you'd be pretty impressed with the caliber of guests that he has on his show. I know his first episode was Mike Koenigs, and some of the follow-up episodes were really fantastic guests. As always with Jimmy, everything is pretty action-packed and full of goodies. So I would recommend you check that out, jimmyharding.com. Without further ado, then, let's hop into it with Andy Drish. Again, we're going to be talking about solving a painful problem and why that is something that is important for your show and how you can make sure that you're doing that. So let's do it. All right, we've got Andy Drish back, and we are chatting all about solving painful problems and how that applies to podcasting and marketing in general as a concept for helping you grow your small business. So welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you, brother.
All right. So let's get into it a little bit and talk about, you know, with the foundation and with Starting From Nothing, one recurring theme throughout everything that you guys promote and everything that you guys do is in finding and solving a painful problem for your customers and clients. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So here's what trips most people up who want to start companies. Or if you're running a business and you want to pivot into a new product or service, the reason most people don't start companies is because they don't have an idea. That's like the number one thing that we find, is that people don't have a business idea. And most people have the mindset that they believe that one day they're going to wake up and this brilliant business idea is going to hit them when they're sleeping, and they're going to build the company from that. But that's typically not how businesses are built.
The double-sided sticky tape idea, you know, like that kind of approach.
Exactly. So it's you think that you need to have a great business idea to start a company, but the truth is nearly all great business ideas come from solving painful problems. And so if you shift your focus from trying to come up with great ideas to trying to figure out where people experience immense pain, then you're going to have an abundance of ideas that you can pursue. So that's the mindset shift that we teach our students in the foundation, is to forget thinking about business ideas and start focusing on where is it that people are experiencing pain, and then from there, that's where you start digging.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's take this concept then, and, you know, because our audience is small business owners that want to grow their show with podcasting. Mm-hmm. How can we apply that to someone who, say, they're a consultant, or, you know, maybe they have a brick and mortar and they already have a podcast going, or they're looking to get one going? How can they use this concept of finding and solving a problem to make sure that their podcast itself is a success, let alone their business?
Well, I think it comes back to, you know, in the last episode, we talked about this as well. And it always comes back to dialing it back to your customer. Like, what is it that your customer wants? What is it that's missing in their life? Or where is it where they're having an experience where they're unhappy with the experience? Mm-hmm. And so for us, for example, with starting from nothing, the frustration that people experience, and this is with me too. I grew up in a town of 600 people in Iowa in the middle of nowhere. And I had no connection to, like, business, right? Like, dad does construction, mom's a secretary. I followed the whole idea of get good grades, get into a good school, get a good job. And I never knew anyone who was successful in business. And so I would read these books and I would read blogs and I would see all of these people talking, but it was people that I just couldn't relate to. And so when you're starting a business from nothing, it's a very, very different experience than if you have funding or if you've had success in the past with the business. Mm-hmm. And what was so inspiring to me was seeing the stories of people who were just, like, making $3,000 a month or making $5,000 a month. And nobody at the time was sharing them. And so that was what we realized that people wanted to hear most. That was where their pain was, is that if they saw somebody making $1 million a year, they couldn't actually relate to the person making $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, I just want to make $1,000 a month. That was the pain that people experienced, is that they didn't have content that they could relate to. And that was the entire frame for the positioning of starting from nothing.
Beautiful. I know personally that this was something that was a big bump for me when I was getting into entrepreneurship and figuring out, you know, what are the first steps and what could I do? And yeah, like, I think a lot of people go through that progression of starting with the, I need an idea, then finally realizing, oh no, I just need to find somebody who's got a big problem and figure out how to solve it and, you know, give it to them in a way that they're willing to pay for it and it actually does a really good job and yada, yada. So I really love that. And I think that particularly for podcasters or for people that want to use podcasting, they can use the pain that they're already solving with their products, services, with their advice or information, whatever it is that they are selling on the back end, and use the podcast as an extension of a way for solving those problems. So whether people are looking for information or whether they're looking for entertainment or whatever it may be, I think podcasting or blogging or video or really any of that content is an extension of helping solve that problem and gets people interested in you because they find that you know what you're talking about, you know, and have the solution to their problem. So it's kind of gets you in front of those eyeballs that are already looking. So with the foundation specifically, and with Starting for Nothing specifically, when you guys found that pain and that discomfort and the fact that people wanted those stories, what did you do? So obviously you wanted to start this podcast in this space, and it's a, you know, kind of a perfect lead gen tool for the foundation and for the stuff that you guys are doing on the back end. But what were the next steps you took? Did you, like, validate the idea by sending out, you know, surveys, or did you, you know, create some test episodes, or what was the next steps that you took to kind of make sure that this was the right direction and this was the right thing for you guys?
So the frame that we kind of, or the process that we went through, is I went to Blog World in January and went, so when I do events, I'll try and host, like, little parties at the conferences or event. And so, mm-hmm. We got, like, John Dumas and Pat Flynn and Jamie Tardy and the Internet Business Mastery guys, and we all went and raced go-karts one Saturday afternoon in Vegas. And when spending time with all of them that weekend, they told me how podcasting was the next thing and it was going to blow up, and which they were right. naturally. And so that was when it really started getting put in my head of like, man, we should, a podcast might be really good for us. So we started kind of there with the idea of it. And then Dan and I started talking back and forth about like, what would the angle of the show be? What would we do for it? And we spent a lot of time on like how people got their first customer. That was going to be the angle. And so we would sit with that for a while. I would share the idea with pretty much anyone who would listen, like in terms of who was a great demographic for it. We spent a lot of time talking with past year's foundation students. And, you know, the process of naming stuff is a process I really, really love and hate at the same time. But we spent a lot of time thinking up of naming conventions, like the foundation. There's a lot of like psychology that goes into that type of name. And the same with starting from nothing. So Dane and I would meet once every week or two, and we would spend time brainstorming. And then eventually what I've experienced when you're naming stuff and you get it and you know that that's it, it just like clicks and it hits. And mm-hmm. and we were brainstorming for, I don't know, 45 minutes one day. And eventually like the phrase starting from nothing came up. And that's like for me being somebody who started from nothing and growing up in the middle of nowhere, like it hits. It's like a visceral thing for me where it's like starting from nothing. Like, yeah, that's who I want to associate with, like people starting entirely from scratch. And then once we got that, again, you know, share it with people, get their opinions, get their feedback. And I think we actually started with starting with nothing and switched it to starting from nothing.
I like kind of the feedback loop in there. And one of the things that I've discovered and used, you know, and obviously this isn't, I'm not going to be the first person to say this, but when you are talking to, you know, potential clients, customers, listeners, you know, that target audience that you're going after, and you start asking them about, you know, what's missing or what, you know, if they could have the perfect podcast in their space or in that industry, what would it look like, or what would they tell you, or what would they share, that kind of stuff. One of the things I've found is oftentimes in their responses, if you can record their responses and listen to them later, you'll find like 6 or 7 possible titles for a show, you know, just in their responses. So in the exact verbiage that they use, and they'll give you, I mean, it's kind of copywriting 101, as you well know, Andy, but they'll give you exactly what you want to hear and at least give you a framework for it, so you can kind of recombine what they say into a perfect podcast title and kind of put together the show from there. So that's one of the things that I've discovered, and I'm sure you use this quite a bit, Andy.
Totally. There's so much gold in using your own customers' words.
Let's talk for a second then about, you know, we've got this this problem, we're working on solving this painful problem. How can you make sure that you are actually solving that problem for your customers? So on a regular basis, do you guys look for, you know, actively go about for feedback and tweak the show as you go based on that feedback? Or do you guys just kind of like, we already know our customer market. We already know exactly what they're looking for. But let's say for a small business owner, as they're kind of honing their target audience and their perfect audience member, how would you recommend they going about making sure that their message connects?
Good question. We haven't done that good of a job of getting feedback from people. We've done an okay job, but it hasn't, I feel like there's so much more that we could be doing that we're not, because there's so many other things in the company that we're trying to juggle. And so there's always the process of asking people, you know, and asking for surveys and incentivizing the surveys and getting results. And that tends to work pretty well. The other thing I think that's really interesting that I always really enjoy doing is actually finding other podcasts that have zero relation to what you're doing whatsoever. And so it's going to a completely different niche that has nothing to do with your business or your background, and looking at the top podcasts in those niches. And when you like starting to listen to those and seeing what is it that they do differently, because often the best ideas will come from somebody else who's just in a parallel niche to you.
Awesome. I love this concept, because Really, when it comes down to it, that's kind of a core marketing, you know, Dan Kennedy, take what's working in one industry, like the drive-through, and apply it to another industry, you know. Mm-hmm. So I love that concept. And I think for those of you out there that are kind of considering, well, how can I improve my show, or what can I kind of figure out to see, or what can I look to see other shows that are really connecting and that are really kind of making that impact, is to check out those other industries. Check out your own first, I would think, but then you're going to want to check out other industries. So awesome. Thank you, Andy. Really appreciate you coming on the show, sharing your know-how, and we'll have you back on, my man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, Andy. Really appreciate you coming back on the show and sharing that awesome advice. If you guys are out there listening and this episode makes you think, you know, what problem am I solving? What's the pain point that I'm solving? You might want to sit down with a pen and a pad of paper and just kind of write out your thoughts on that and figure out make sure that your podcast actually solves a painful problem, because if it doesn't, you're not going to have nearly the engagement, nearly the pull that a lot of the other really successful shows that you see out there do. So that's one way to get that engagement that you want, is make sure you're solving a painful problem. And if you're not, you can start polling your audience, asking your audience about what it is that does pain them. What are the challenges that they're facing, and how can you help solve those, or how can you add value using your podcast, your brand, and your products and services? So thanks again, Andy. Awesome stuff. Really appreciate it, as always. And so a couple of quick announcements that I want to make for all of you out there in the Authority Engine community. I'm really excited because we're actually coming out with a new rebrand for Authority Engine. You'll hear we're actually coming out with a couple of brands for AuthorityEngine.com, and we're also going to have a couple of different brands coming, which will be specifically for our services, and also another little surprise one. So that one's coming. Make sure that you tune in to future episodes to hear what we're talking about and see what's going on here at Authority Engine. But it's going to be really exciting. I'm all kinds of jacked about it, and we're going to have some fun. So before we sign off here, I wanted to highlight a quick review that we got this week in iTunes. We got a review from Proverb saying, "Ben motivated me to take my first step in my podcasting journey. His site is packed with loads of informative content, and his podcast is equally stellar." Stellar is a fantastic word, and I'm pretty jacked that he used the word stellar. "I spent countless time researching podcasting and accidentally found Ben's podcast. 1 minute turned into 2 hours, turned into 4 hours. I took the plunge, purchased the ATR 2100 package, and this is the microphone that I recommend. Thank you, Ben, for what you do." So really appreciate that feedback, guys. This is fantastic. 5-star reviews are always warming to the heart. You know, if you feel like we're doing something that's really great here at Authority Engine and you want to help share it, head to authorityengine.com/love, and you'll be able to share the podcast with somebody that can benefit from it. And you'll also get a little gift from it. So it'll be a nice little bonus in there for you. So for this episode, this has been episode number 45 with Andy Drish. You can check out the show notes, authorityengine.com/45. Get all the show notes and all the goodies there. I'm excited for you guys because we've got a lot of things coming here in the next couple weeks, rebranding being only one of them. So tune in and let's have some fun. Thank you guys for listening. And I want to remind you to go out, record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. So I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. We'll see you back next week, folks.